So I have been delivering message from Genesis, or more precisely, the creation story. So it starts with actually the earth that is covered, that is void and formless. And that earth is you. From that too, let there be light. There comes the light. And then the water that was covering is divided in two parts. And third day was a land, a dry land appears, and vegetation happens. The student book reads and explains the whole Bible as allegorical symbolism. And it has only one main focus or theme around it, which is explaining how our spirit is developed. Or in another way of saying, how our mind is being born into a better consciousness. So given the state, the condition that we're born into, according to Sirumbuk, probably according to other religion, is that if you don't want to classify it as like good and evil, it is in a way that our mind is born in a way that is very closely attached to self, or self only, and what is material. And that's the way we come in, and that's the way, in a way, we're encouraged to grow. Yet, within that, there's no real spiritual life. So spiritual life actually begins when it says, let there be light. That's the moment in the course of our life. We don't know when it happens. It could be late teens, it could be 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, who knows, 60s, that we finally, truly, somehow realize that life is more than just myself or material things. There's more. And you acknowledge, perceive it. And that's let there be light. After that, what we do is we go through the process of kind of sorting things out. There are knowledges, knowing things, that's enhancing and nurturing what is within. And there are knowledges and learning that only helps us to get better self-pleasure and or gain more material things. In a way, in a simple way, there are knowing and knowledge that nurtures our spiritual growth, and there are knowing and knowledge only enhances our life in this world only. And that distinction happened in your mind that is symbolized by the water divided. When the dry land appears, that's where the life will be formed. That's your consciousness, a part of your consciousness that is now willing to receive and accept life that is from above, life that is from God. So vegetation symbolizes many of small things that we do, small good, small loving actions. It's not like big things. It is simply just sometimes just help your friend or somebody who needs to pick up some big box. You just happen to pass by, so you just help. Like small little things. But after you have done it, you feel good about it. Or there's inner confirmation or affirmation that what I have done feels good. Somehow it's different, but makes my heart warm and peaceful and happy in a different way. And you get to wonder what that really is. Now, today is the fourth day, the light. And if you follow scientific understanding, you can probably say that vegetation on the third day and the sun on the fourth day doesn't make sense. But at the same time, as you read the Bible, it is somehow written in a way that these lights are somehow placed on the tongue. These lights doesn't really sound like the mighty sun and the moon and the stars that we see in the sky. So the dome, you know, dome appeared on the second day when the water was divided. This dome is our inner space where our spirit is grown to be like God. And there, these lights are placed. And also, it says that the big light, greater light, governed the day. And then lesser light to govern the night. However, if you really read the creation story carefully, there's no night. There was evening, and then there is morning. It never says that there's a night. So, what it means in a way is this light. Light, we all know, right? We can see each other. You can see me moving here and talking and waving my hands because we have light in here. Light makes us to see. That's very clear. So symbolism of light as truth, or something that enables us internally to see, is quite common and universal. Therefore, when you receive a truth, you see things where? Within you, not without, within somebody else. And that's why Jesus is very keen on not judging others. Especially after studying and learning, your tools, your instrument of knowledge and intelligence actually shouldn't be used to judge others, but to judge yourself. Because what it shows is yours inside. The truth shows what is in you. Why does it show what's in you? Because that needs to be changed. Therefore, you can receive the spiritual life that is from above. And that's what you are really hungry for. And that's what you're really thirst about. Now, having these thoughts and believing this, we kind of use a word called faith. Faith. What does it mean to you? If you read and watch movies, there's so many references about lack of faith or have faith. Have more faith. Or even Jesus say, you people have so little faith. What does it mean to have faith? Is it something that you just believe? Is it something that you believe and you understand? Or is it something that you believe, you understand, you are living? And according to the biblical context, faith means always living it. However, our studies, human studies, somehow distinguished in a way that faith is developed by means of doctrinal classes, Bible classes. In a way, it sounds like faith is something that you learn to form it. The truth is, it's not. You need to learn. But it's not to learn for its own sake. It's to love. So, faith is actually about loving what you learn and willing to do it. Anything less than that is not faith, especially according to Swedenborg. So faith is not something that is in mind here, it's in your heart. So when you say to somebody, your friend, your spouse, your mom, dad, your sibling, I have faith in you. What does that mean? It means a lot, actually. But if you just mean, I kind of believe you, then you are abusing the term. The term, when you say, I have faith in you, it has a very depth meaning into it. It's not just about I know you, and a lot of times we say I trust you in connection to that I have a good time of experience with you, therefore your actions and behaviors are somewhat within the perimeter of my estimation. In other words, I could predict you and your reactions to a good percentage. Therefore, I trust you. It has nothing to do with really trusting. It simply says that I figured it out. Therefore, I believe my ability to figure you out. So I'm comfortable with you. Trusting in the other way means you're willing to accept surprises. And yet, you believe that there is something good in it. Even if you don't see it, even if it hurts you the moment. The truth about receiving truth from all mystics and even the Bible is that it hurts. Truth hurts. Because it always happens to shine the part that I want to hide. But that's the part that God's saying, you need to heal it, you need to restore it, then you need to reform it. Because that's where we need to receive what is from God. And that's why it goes back to love again. In order to receive something that is from God, there's only one way. That is, willing to receive it. In a more clear way, you have to love it. Now, if you can really see your heart and tell yourself, ask yourself, have I received truly anything that I don't really love? You could pretend it. You could have taken things that out of duty, obligation, but that things that actually comes into your heart. Have you received anything into your heart that is not delightful to you? And that's where the true faith is formed. And that's where the greater light, that signifies actually love. And the lesser light, that is wisdom. And the stars kind of stands for all our understandings and principles connecting and explaining love and wisdom. When you have them in your heart, you are pretty good on your track in the spiritual journey and spiritual growth. Because you are now having a very permanent light that's shining on you all the time. Yet journey continues to the fifth day. And that will be in 2 weeks. May God bless you. Amen.